to perhaps introduce the topic today. The present ministry of the Lord Jesus, just to give a little background and kind of set the stage of what we want to really cover today. What was part of the exercise had to do with really the times in which we live, the day in which we live. There is much to be discouraged about. There is much to be discouraged, there's much to be distracted. And I was reading and it came to my mind to think about what the Lord Jesus Christ was saying to his disciples in John 14. I'm going away. And what that meant for them. He was going away. And that for us, sometimes we feel that, you know, we're here by ourselves. We're here in our own circumstances, in our own situation. Each of us have our own little circumstance, our own situation that God is bringing us through as being in his school. And there are those circumstances that we struggle with. And sometimes we ask those questions, those hard questions. And it dawned on me that, you know, what happens is in a lot of our cases, in some of our cases, perhaps in some cases, perhaps in all cases, we've come to faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. At some point in our history, we realized we were sinners, condemned, and we found in the Lord Jesus Christ a Savior. But then sometimes we think that, well, we're saved, we're going to heaven, that takes care of eternity, but right now, I'm going through some issues, I'm struggling. Where is Christ? I know eternity is taken care of, and either one of two things happen. I live anywhere I want, and I think that I'm okay because eternity is taken care of, or I struggle every day wondering which way I have to move. And it really dawned on me is that what might be very helpful and instructive and encouraging for us is to just take up for a little bit. When the Lord Jesus Christ went away, he went away, but he didn't go away and say, okay, you guys are on your own, you know, struggle until I come back for you. And we want to look at what he currently, so we talk about present, what we mean is today. What the Lord Jesus Christ is doing today on behalf of you and I and everyone who he has redeemed by his precious blood. The key verse that's on the title of the page there says, for this cause I sanctify myself. It's always a verse that always it resonates with me. The Lord Jesus Christ says, I am setting myself apart. My whole existence, I'm setting myself apart on behalf of those whom you've given me, that they might be sanctified. Christ is very much active today. And it's just a matter of us turning our attention, gaining a right perspective to see him where he is and what he is currently doing for us. But before we do that, and we'll get Brother Bill to read the text, where you want to start perhaps is looking at how the setting is in John 14 when the Lord says, I'm going away, I'm going to send you another comforter. Because that'll lead us into the study of one of the present ministries of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that is his advocacy. And that's going to be the first the subject of the first reading. He is our comforter, advocate, patron. These three words that are used, and we can look at the subtle differences between the meanings and gain a lot when we look at those. And in the second reading, with the Lord's help, we want to look at this aspect of the Lord's ministry as our great high priest. And there's a lot there, and when we get to that section, we can have another introduction. And the third one is that it's not that the Lord is there for me individually, as true as that is, but there is also this collective sense, so that we might understand that his ministry is not simply for me, as great as and comforting as that is, but he also has a ministry for the collection, for the body, for the assembly, and to look at that in the third reading. So just that is a way of introduction. Ask Brother Bill to read the two texts, John 14, 16 through 18, and 1 John 2, 1 and 2.
Looking in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, starting at verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Again in 1 John chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world.
We would like us to help one another for the first couple of minutes of this session is to just sort of reflect on the Lord's ministry to his disciples while he was here. The text that we read, it says, I will pray the Father and he will give you another comforter. And the sense of the word there, another comforter, one of the same kind. And so we'd like to, before we start on this path of seeing the Lord in glory in his present ministry, just to look at what he was to the disciples while they were here. Because that's really the context of chapter 14. In chapter 14, he says, I'm going away. They were discouraged. They were wondering, what does this mean? So perhaps we might just have a little bit of discussion, a little bit of time talking about what the Lord was to his disciples and to those who followed him while he was here, and his ministry to them, and to see how that is just extended now as he is ascended and provides the same resources and the same support.